Anyway, let's look at dinosaurs now, talking about big impacts. Dinosaurs and what wiped them out, Dominic?
That's right. A bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking about the potential hazard that asteroid impact poses today. But first, I've got a new story about the asteroid impact 66 million years ago that might have caused the dinosaurs to become extinct. Now, this was a period in the Earth's history called the Cretaceous-Paleogene boundary, 66 million years ago, when there were quite dramatic changes to life on Earth. There's fossil evidence that about 75% of species became extinct in a period of about a million years. But the puzzle in recent decades has been to try and work out what exactly caused this event. And an asteroid impact has been strongly implicated, partly by looking at the types of life form that were most seriously affected. The plants were quite seriously affected, and that would suggest they were having trouble photosynthesizing. Now, an asteroid impact would have thrown large amounts of material into the Earth's atmosphere and potentially blocked out the sun's light. And also, cold-blooded creatures like dinosaurs, who rely on a hot climate, would also have been badly affected if the sun's light was being blocked.
Well, sounds pretty simple. I mean, what's the contention?
Well, in fact, there's been a bit of a problem with the timescales, because people have identified a particular crater in Chicxulub in Mexico, which is about 66 million years old. This appears to be the crater created by an object about 10 kilometres across, which would have blown up with a power of about 2 million nuclear bombs. And that's about the power you would have needed to wipe out the dinosaurs. But this crater seems to be slightly too young. It appears to have formed about 200,000 years after the dinosaurs were wiped out. So it can't have caused that event. Now, Paul Rene from the Berkeley Geochronology Centre and his colleagues around the world have done a new dating on this crater. And what they're doing is they're looking at fragments of rock from this impact. They're actually looking at argon gas, which is trapped in that rock. And this is formed very slowly by the radioactive decay of potassium, which takes place over tens of millions of years, and it gradually builds up in those rocks. And it's not in the rock to begin with, so by seeing how much argon there is trapped in that rock, you can roughly date when it formed. And so he's got a new estimate of how old this crater is.
And what does that show?
And what it shows is it's towards the end of this mass extinction, but it's there in the period when creatures were becoming extinct. And so it suggests that, yes, there were other stresses on the dinosaurs. The Earth's climate probably was cooling down by about 10 degrees C in a space of a million years. That caused stress for creatures like dinosaurs. But it was this meteor impact at the end that wiped them out completely.
So we're now satisfied we've got a new strand of data that seems to give much stronger evidence that this was responsible, and it's within the time zone. It's not 300,000 years out of date. It's actually on top of the time when the mass extinction was happening. So it's much more closely aligned in time. So it does fit.
Yes, I mean, it would have been a tremendous coincidence if this meteor impact hadn't triggered the dinosaurs to become extinct. But now the evidence all seems to fit together rather nicely. And so this is temporal with the plants dying out and with the dinosaurs dying out.
Thank you, Dominic. And thank you also to our news guests this week, Mark Peplow, Laurie Winkless and Victoria Gill. And incidentally, you can find the references and the transcripts for the news stories that we've been discussing this week on our website. They're at nakedscientist.com. And it's well worth looking at the site because it's had a major facelift, largely thanks to Dominic. It's now a real wonder to behold.